Reminded me. Well, good
It's okay. I've
afternoon.
only had four meetings today, so I'm on it today.
I think I'm on my fifth one now. So, and then we have another one right after this. So, good afternoon. I want to welcome all of you to the Los Alamos County Board of County Commissioners special meeting agenda. Today it is tw November 21st, 2024. It is now 3:31. We're calling this meeting to order. I'm going to ask everyone to rise for an invocation by Commissioner Luis Lopez, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Tony Haas.
Please join me in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in
Lord,
heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
Second.
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, commissioners. Roll call, Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Present, I'm here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dornkamp?
No changes, Commissioner.
Thank you, sir. I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Haas.
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes. Section 2A, consideration of energy impact assistance funds submission. Mr. Dorenkamp, thank you for submitting that information to all of us, but go ahead and describe the concept and the application. Grant guidelines.
Commissioner, what we are seeking funding for is to pave about 1 mile of County Road 130 south of the Picket Wire store and about 3 miles of County Road 31.9, the Wake Canyon area, or the Wake Canyon Road. $1 million of cash from the Road and Bridge Department, seeking $1 million from DOLA via the Energy Impact Assistance Fund, with an additional $50,000 road and bridge in-kind prep work and shouldering. We had talked about, since we last met with DOLA at one of their Energy Impact Assistance Fund grant meetings where we did our presentation, that we should probably up what we've been doing recently, because typically I go after $500,000 would be the road and bridge department, but it looks like that they may, quote unquote, sweep some of those funds out of there, reducing the amount of money that would be available. But after listening to just part of that budget discussion this morning, I'm not real sure. I'm real clear on what exactly they may sweep or not sweep. They talked interest and everything else. So anyway, that's why we're going after $1 million next year, because it may be a few cycles, if not a year or two, where those funds will no longer be available.
Well, and I tell you, Mr. Dornkamp, I want to, Commissioner Tony Haas at the meeting on the budget asked the question. So are you telling us that the energy impact grant funds are going to be made whole? And basically, quite honestly, I got the same translation that you did. I, in fact, had a phone call later on with a fellow commissioner. So we don't know exactly what's going to happen. So let's leave it on Commissioner Tony Haas as he goes through his meetings to provide that information. But I totally agree that we need to be ready to apply for this. And I've been reading also on the other segment of the grant for the county fairgrounds. Perhaps we may consider that later on and do a proposal for a couple of million dollars in 2025 as well.
Yeah, I think Finance Director Coberly had expressed some concern when I mentioned that to her, and so I think a further discussion needs to be had. But as we discussed, my plans are to do the fairground application this cycle, but where we don't have a gazebo design build done yet, and I think that's one of the facilities we'd like to build, that perhaps we see fairgrounds improvements in the next cycle. It should be either, I think it's the end of February, 1st of March-ish. So at that time, we'd have our budget approved by the commissioners and also a good game plan on what items out there at the fairgrounds we want to try and seek funding for. We'd go out to the gazebo, the pathway, and in not a commercial kitchen. I can never remember the word, a catering kitchen there under the fairgrounds. That put us close to $1 million, a $2 million project.
Thank you, Mr. Dornkamp. So on this particular grant, on the legend, I'm looking at it right now, and it does have, you did mention already, I believe, $1 million dollar, $1 million road and bridge, and then $50,000 in kind. So that makes the project $2,050,000.
Correct.
Correct. Do we have any, one last question on that. Do we have any pending projects that Dollar has awarded that may raise an eyebrow from their perspective?
We finished up all of our paving projects. The only ones I can think of that we have pending are the HVAC, and we should be getting close to closing that out. And I cannot think of any others. We are waiting for a contract for the ADA parking and the Zeroscape that's been awarded, but we've yet to see a contract. That's the only ones that I can think of that are pending.
Thank you, sir. Commissioners, any other questions for Mr. Dornkamp?
No, just a thank you for your insight in moving forward with this application due to the circumstances of change. I think it's a great opportunity to move forward in getting any type of grant dollars we can for Los Angeles County, despite the circumstances of the fairground stuff moving forward. But I would like to just mention, as you know, outgoing county commissioner, that those fairgrounds and all the efforts have been put into those with the works that's been put in that does not cease to go after, you know, future funding in the future for those projects. So we've worked the staff and all the other folks and entities that have worked very hard on those projects. And it would encourage the future Board of County Commissioners to continue to look for funding for that project.
Absolutely. Commissioner Haas?
No comments.
Thank you, sir. Do we have any more discussion on this item? Finance Director Corberly, any comments from you? This is always dealing with money, so you're muted, ma'am.
Oh, I have no comments.
Thank you, ma'am. Really appreciate that. Well, commissioners, have you no other questions on this? At this point in time, I'm going to entertain a motion.
Go ahead, Luis.
Motion to approve consideration of EIF grant submission.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes, and thank you for all the work to all of you. And having no other items on this agenda, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you all.
Thanks, guys. See you.
Bye-bye.